This is a setting the bar story.
An example of what not to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Susan, the perfect example of taking April Fool's Day too far. So if you can manage to make it through the day without pretending you murdered your husband as an April Fool's prank.
Wow.
You're doing okay.
Oh, gosh.
This a classic from the news.
A favorite day for pranksters is the time of year when you're never really sure what's the truth. One veteran April Fool's Day jokester in Kingsport had it all planned out.
All right, now we're going to introduce you to Susan Hudson.
I do April Fool's Day jokes all the time, okay?
All right, yeah. So that's, yeah.
That's Susan.
You're getting the gist already, yep. Right?
Yep.
This year would be the best yet, a prank for her sister.
I was doing an April Fool's joke.
All right, so let's hear what not to do, okay, Susan? All right.
I said, Helen, I shot my husband.
Okay.
I'm cleaning up the mess. Let's go bury him in Blackwater.
Yeah, you heard that right. She called her sister and said, hey, I shot my husband. Let's go bury him.
Like, she's inviting her sister to be an accessory to a crime.
Yep.
Yeah, you heard correctly. She told her sister she murdered her husband.
Oh, gosh.
Sister Helen called another family member. Somebody called 911.
And next thing I knew, there was law everywhere.
There was law everywhere.
How was their response?
Their response was excellent.
Excellent,
yeah.
Yes. No, they're
of course
top
it
notch
was.
If you need them to show up real quick. Yeah.
Kingsport police staged outside of Hudson's pastel yellow house, guns drawn, as they prepared themselves for a bloody murder scene.
Oh, yeah, wow. Yeah. So now we're going to have to.
The neighbors were going, what's going on?
That's right. We got to talk to neighbors.
And I thought it was somebody, some big man going to come out there. Here come the woman out and handcuffed her. Put her in the car, and I thought, well, what in the world she done?
What in the world she done? Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
But inside, they only found Hudson, as she started to learn the joke might be on her.
Then April Fool's.
April Fool. The fool was her.
All right, so now, you know, Susan has learned a lesson, and she's going to impart some of that knowledge on us right now.
And she just might agree.
Be careful on the April Fool's jokes.
God, that laugh will haunt me till the day I die.
It's really kind of evil, yet telling, isn't it?
So, yeah. Susan Hudson.
Yeah.
Rolling in there with your warning. And a little setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without pretending you murdered your husband as an April Fool's prank, you're doing okay.
Wow. She also learned that maybe when she calls her sister with stuff like that, sis is going to tell the fam.
Right, right, exactly.
Sis is going to sing like a bird.
All right, so that's your setting the bar story. Would love
to. She became a legend that day.
She did. A legend. What was your most memorable prank? Let us know. 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your story. Wait until you hear what one of our listeners, Callie, happened to her. She said she's still not over it, and it happened a year ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's coming up. Hang on.